A reading from Matthew 8, 1-4. When he, Jesus, came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately he was cured of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you don't tell anyone. But go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them."
Way back when we opened our study, this is the conclusion to the study of, it concluded yesterday, but in a way this brackets it, because before he starts the Sermon on the Mount, he is dealing with healing and dealing with the world that is in need of healing. And here it is at the very end of the Sermon on the Mount. He's come down from the mountainside, and he runs into a person with leprosy. And I think it's not a coincidence of any kind that Matthew, I'm not sure he did it intentionally, but he draws Jesus out of the world, out of the world of suffering and disease and sin. And we have this wonderful pause where he's teaching for five books, 5, 6, and 7, and then he comes to a conclusion, and he returns immediately into the world and encounters this man who is suffering, and Jesus immediately heals him.
Well, I would say that Matthew is quite intentional. The teaching was a block of materials that he's put together. He's going to run off a number of miracles now. It's been a while since I've read through all of Matthew, so I don't remember the exact account, but now there's going to be boom, 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 miracle expressions. And so what Jesus showed in his teaching about the kingdom of God, he's now going to demonstrate. And at the very core is his compassion. And I love the way the first miracle begins by the man saying, "If you are willing." It shows his reticence of going to such a spiritually powerful person, doesn't recognize that at the very core of Jesus' response is compassion. Jesus often looks at the sick and the broken, and the word says he had compassion, and so he acts. And so now we see Jesus moving from teaching to action, from information to demonstration of the kingdom of God.
This is an obvious question, but he says, after he has healed the man of the leprosy, he says, "See that you don't tell anyone." And then he says, "But go show yourself to the priest and offer a gift to Moses, a gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them." Well, so he is actually telling him to go say something, but...
Yeah, he's basically saying, don't make a big deal about this, and... Oftentimes, the other gospel writers say when Jesus does this kind of thing, he says, because he knows it's not yet his time. And so there's a certain aspect of Jesus doesn't want to push this recognition of his kingship, of his messiahship, too quickly forward. But he knows that the person's going to talk. The reality is, when you experience this kind of miracle in your life, you can't keep quiet. You've experienced the kingdom of God. And what he's saying about going to the priest is to fulfill the law. Because Jesus doesn't say he comes to abolish the law. He says, go back and get the stamp of purification from the religious leaders so that you can be then engrafted back into community and have your place there. Because people would have been rejecting him for a period of time.